This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I know you're a busy person. Surely that's the case. We're all so busy these days. But take a few moments out of your time and listen as we study the Word of God. Just less than 5 minutes. I've been studying with you now for the past several days a lesson entitled, If I Were the Devil, What Would I Do? Already we finished the portion of our study, What I Would Do with the World. And now we're addressing ourselves with what would I do with the church. I'm speaking here, of course, to my own brethren in Christ, to realize what the devil would have us to do by way of becoming unfaithful. He would have us, first of all, to forget the great significance of the confession which we made of Jesus Christ as our Lord. To confess, I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is to say, in effect, I will from henceforth bring my life into harmony with whatever I learn to be the will of Christ. I will stop whatever I learn in my life is not in harmony with His will, and I will begin to do whatever I learn of the good things that I ought to be doing that I am not doing. If only the devil could persuade us as Christians to forget that commitment, to forget that confession, then he would have damned our souls just as well as if he had persuaded us to become atheists. A man who does not believe in God, who does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, will be lost. But so will a man who believes in God, believes in Christ, obeys the Lord Jesus Christ in being baptized into him, as we learn in Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, but then becomes unfaithful, does not live the faithful Christian life. The Bible conditions eternal life for Christians upon their living the faithful Christian life. In 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 5, we find the Apostle Peter saying, to your faith add virtue, to your virtue knowledge, to your knowledge self-control, to your self-control patience, to your patience godliness, to your godliness brotherly kindness, to your brotherly kindness love. For if, now notice friends that word if, for if these things be in you and abound, they cause it that ye should be neither idle nor unfruitful unto the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But if you do not do these things, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten the cleansing from his old sin. And Peter then makes clear that there shall be denied to him entrance into that eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We cannot be saved unless we are faithful to the Lord. And so the devil can persuade us to be unfaithful if he will just persuade us to forget the commitment which we involved ourselves in when we confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Secondly, if I were the devil, so far as the church is concerned, I would try to persuade them to refuse to study the Bible. You know, the Bible teaches in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Unless you study the Bible, you cannot grow in faith. But we are to grow in faith. We're to keep on growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, since faith comes from God's revelation, if you do not study the Bible, if you do not come to knowledge of what it teaches, you cannot grow in faith. And without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. It is possible for a person to become a believer in God and in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then to become an unbeliever. It is possible one to be a follower of the Christ and then to fall away. The Bible teaches us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, or handling aright, or making a straight course in the word of truth, and that simply means properly interpreting it. That means we have to study it carefully and make certain that what we're following is the word of God. But our time's gone for today. I do want you to know that I'm glad you've been in our audience, and I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue our study. If I were the devil, what would I try to do with the church?